Today is Friday, November 22nd. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. To celebrate National Rural Health Day yesterday, U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa highlighted investments in health care projects by the department, including nearly $61 million to assist in the construction of a new state-of-the-art critical access hospital in Lafayette County. USDA Rural Development is committed to improving the economy and quality of life in rural areas and small towns, and that means investing in healthcare security in Wisconsin. Constructed in the early 1950s, Memorial Hospital of Lafayette County in Darlington has been a healthcare staple for nearly 9,700 residents in its service area and continues to be one of Lafayette County's largest employers with over 140 staff members. Unfortunately, with a growing local population and no opportunity for expansion in its current condition and location, a new facility is needed to provide modernized healthcare services. With help from a nearly $46 million loan and $9 million in grants through USDA's Community Facilities Direct Loan and Grant Program, and a partnership with private lender Compeer Financial on a $5 million loan guaranteed through USDA's Community Facilities Guaranteed Loan Program, a new 75,000 square foot critical access hospital is being built to address these growing needs. Once completed, Memorial Hospital will feature 24 beds, an emergency department laboratory, radiology department, surgical facilities, dietary facility, rehabilitation space, eye care clinic, and administration offices. Lassa said that this year's Rural Health Day theme, Power of Rural, is a sharp reminder of the importance of rural health care as it recognizing both the power of rural and the incredible efforts of rural health care providers and others dedicated to addressing the unique health care needs of rural Wisconsin. It's almost time for hunters across Wisconsin to head out for the 24-9-day gun deer season opening tomorrow and running through Sunday, December 1st. This is the latest 9-day window within which the season may occur as established by state law. Wisconsin is a nationally recognized state for hunting white-tailed deer with an abundant herd and a proven reputation for producing some of the largest bucks in the world. As of midnight, November 18th, year-to-date sales for gun, bow, crossbow, sports, and patron licenses reached 560,256. Of that total, 205,075 are for gun privileges only. In Richland County, the deer population is plentiful. John Clare is the chairman of the County Deer Advisory Council.
Last year, after the hunting season was done, Richland County has an estimate of about 55 deer per square mile, which equates to about 32,400 total deer in Richland County. Normally, deer density should be somewhere between 20 and 30. After the hunting season, we had 55. A lot of times here in Richland County, we give out a lot of doe tags. And there's a good reason. Looking at the other numbers from surrounding counties, we have 55 deer per square mile. Sauk County had 43.7, Vernon 53.2, 45.6 in Crawford County, Grant County 29.9. So we are leading the league, as it were, for the number of deer per square mile. There was only two counties higher in the entire state. So in our part of the state, Richland County has the highest deer density.
With this year's season starting further removed from the peak of breeding activity, fewer deer may be on the move relative to recent years with earlier openers. Still, there is reason for optimism as other factors like colder temperatures and snow cover could still create excellent deer hunting conditions. Furthermore, last year's mild winter means fawn production and antler development will likely be better than in recent years. Deer are still being tested positive for chronic wasting disease, and hopes are the numbers will be reduced during this year's hunt. Doug Duran is a Cazenovia landowner.
Since the change in the seasons in 2011-2012, that's when Wisconsin quit trying to manage deer and CWD, especially in southwest Wisconsin. The tools were taken away from the Department of Natural Resources, and hunters like Earn a Buck extended gun seasons, the things where we really make an impact on the herd. That changed then. And so it's really only been a decade since we've seen the changes that we're seeing now. Prior to that, certainly herd was being controlled and the disease was being controlled. At this time, 39% of the deer that have been tested in the county so far are positive. Last year at this time, it was 30%. And if the trend continues, that's probably where we'll end up again this year, is somewhere in the 35 to 40% of the deer tested being positive.
If you plan to hunt, see what you need for resident and non-resident hunting licenses. Review season dates, hunting hours, how to register deer, CWD information, and where to hunt on the DNR's deer hunting webpage. If you have questions about regulations or specific public lands, call the DNR's customer service staff or email dnrpress@wisconsin.gov. All harvested deer must be registered electronically by 5 p.m. the day after the deer is recovered. Hunters will need the unique harvest authorization number associated with each permit. Proper registration provides accurate harvest data for DNR wildlife managers and county deer advisory councils for the management of Wisconsin's deer herd. The three options to register a deer are online with Game Reg, by phone at 1-844-426-3734, or electronically at a participating in-person registration station. The opening day of the gun deer season is the unofficial kickoff to the holiday craft fair season. The original fall craft fair will be held Saturday from 9 to 3 at the Richland Center Intermediate School, hosted by the NASCAR Fans United Walk with Grace team. It will feature a variety of crafters and vendors. Lunch will also be available for purchase. The Holiday Makers Market will be held at the Richland Center Community and Senior Center Saturday from 9 to 3. The Holiday Market features handmade makers from southern Wisconsin with a wide variety of unique items. The first 50 shoppers will receive a free reusable market bag. Plus, Santa will be there from 10 until noon. Lunch will be available to purchase from the Richland Center Lions Club. And the Richland Center High School Pep Club will also host its annual craft fair at the high school. Santa and the Grinch will also be there. Today is the deadline if you wish to dine at the Thanksgiving dinner hosted by the United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian on Thursday at 11. The church will be hosting its annual meal with turkey and all the fixings. Everyone is welcome to attend. The cost of the meal is a free will donation. Reservations can be made and carryouts can also be ordered by calling Cindy Bremer at 608-604-5005 today. Congratulations to the cast and crew of When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors. The cast performed at the state competition last night in Milwaukee. A number of awards were given to Riverdale actors. Individual acting awards were granted to Abe Schaefer, Alex Schneider, Delaney Imhoff, and Vivian Benedict. Technical awards were given for lighting and sound to Brandon Meese and Destiny Bonds, and the full cast received an ensemble acting award. Katie Benedict and Chris Simonson also earned a directing award, and the full production earned a Critics' Choice, the highest possible award given, and the only time Riverdale School has earned this honor. A new U.S. Navy warship with the Wisconsin connection will be commissioned in Milwaukee this weekend. The ceremony for the USS Beloit will be held Saturday at Veterans Park on Milwaukee's lakefront. The ship is named in honor of the contributions of Beloit's Fairbanks Morse plant, which builds engines that power many of the Navy's ships and submarines. Following its commissioning, the USS Beloit will sail to its assigned home port of Jacksonville, Florida.